Hello again, and welcome back to the blog. Last week, we looked at some common examples regarding the prepositions on and in. And this week, we're back with part two. Today, we're going to take a look at the prepositions to and at. Go ahead and pause the audio and complete the task below, choosing the correct preposition. When you're finished, play the audio again, and we'll look at the answers and some more common examples. Answers. Nice. Let's see how many you answered correctly and look at some more common examples. Number one. My husband is still at the office. When dealing with a location, that is, when you are inside a building, you will usually be at that place. For example, I'm at the supermarket. I'm at the library. I'm at the museum. Notice here how there's a stagnation, meaning there's no movement. We are giving a current location, where we are now. Number two. Afterwards, he will go to the supermarket. This time you will notice there is a movement involved. The man is going from not being at the supermarket to being at the supermarket. Therefore, he is going to the supermarket, indicating a movement from one place to another. Number three, I think he will leave at 9 o'clock. When referring to a specific time, always use at. Whether you're leaving at or arriving at or a show is starting at, you're finishing work at, etc. The movie starts at 6. He will be home at 7. Number four, then we will meet at home. Again, here you're giving a location, a specific point or place to meet. Therefore, we use at. Let's meet at the bakery. I'll meet you at Daniel's place. Some exceptions are when you specify a street name. In this case, you would usually meet on the specific street. See you on West Road. Can you meet me on North Street? Number five. When he arrives, I'll talk to him about money. In this example, the word to is often interchangeable with the word with. The use of with can imply that the conversation is more of a two-way dialogue, whereas the word at can imply that you are the only person talking, or that it is you who has something to say to the other person. A good example of this is when someone talks to an audience. The audience do not talk back. Despite this, it's very common to use to in all contexts where there will be a conversation. I spoke to him yesterday. She hasn't spoken to him in ages. Can you talk to him on Tuesday? Number six. He's probably going to shout at me. This is another example where the action is being done towards somebody else. This example in particular has rather negative connotations. He shouted at me, and I shouted at him. He's always laughing at me. Why are you poking fun at me? If you shout to somebody, that implies you are trying to get their attention. I shouted to him from across the street. Well, that's all for this time. I hope you found this useful, and as always, please leave a comment if you have any more examples you'd like to share.